The Vice President John Dramani Mahama says increased food production has resulted in stable food prices throughout the country. This has also contributed to the country recording single-digit inflation rate. The Vice President was speaking at the 27th National Farmers Day celebration at Aguna Sabah in the Central Region. Mr. Mahama said notwithstanding the huge challenges confronting agriculture, government is providing the necessary facilities and infrastructure to move the sector forward.
The role of science and technology and research in reducing hunger, improving livelihoods and increasing economic growth cannot be underplayed. To this end, government will continue to support our research institutions so that they can develop new and sustained means of farming to minimize the impact of climate change or avoid it altogether. Researchers from public, private, local and foreign sectors are encouraged to collaborate with each other and not to work in isolation so that they can demonstrate what they are capable of achieving to help our farmers and the economy, Ghanaians and Africa at large. We are depending on our scientists and researchers, and so don't fail Mother Ghana. Research should aim at higher yields per hectare at lower cost, making maximum use of indigenous resources, physical, biological and human, and improving livelihoods of rural poor households through agriculture and agriculture-related income and employment-generating activities.
The Minister for Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said the ministry will re-energize private and public agri-research centers to enable them to come up with new methods to improve agriculture. He said in order to feed Ghana's growing population, there is the need for increased agricultural productivity. For this reason, government will commit 1% of GDP to research in agriculture.
Indeed, the application of science, technology and agri-research results have been the backbone for the development of the new emerging economies with the fastest growing and emerging markets. In these countries, policymakers recognize that self-reliance in science, technology and innovation were their main means for attaining self-reliance in the economic development. Consequently, they put in place and supported various targeted and purposeful national policies to achieve this end. In this regard, the challenge for Ghanaian agriculture is how to energize public and private agricultural research institutions and researchers to come out with and extend relevant agricultural results to farmers on a massive scale to increase agricultural productivity, to dramatically increase agricultural production without significantly increasing agriculture's environmental damage. Both public and private researchers must become more visible by letting the country see and feel the impact of their research results on the entire agricultural sector. They must also find new ways of more research funding from public and private sources with greater accountability to engender more trust in them.
Minister for Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, at the 27th National Farmers Day.